Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 84, Sid Ellison, proprietor. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up all your Mayberry stuff. They got all kinds of things there at Weaver's you'll love. DVDs, books, t-shirts, and more. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners like you and your donations. Thank you very much for your donations. And tonight's episode of Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by executive producer Bob James. So, Bob, we want to thank you for your donations, and we really appreciate it. All right. Hey, folks, I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. It's good to have you with us. I'm looking forward to tonight because I was really excited about it. The name of the episode, as I said earlier, is Sid Ellison Proprietor. Sid Ellison Proprietor. Okay, so who's Sid Ellison? Yeah, I know you all wonder that because I didn't know who he was either. But Sid Ellison, well, let's go into this a little differently here. But there's some really good stuff here. But this is way down in the weeds. So as a Mayberry fan, this is going to give you something to look for, kind of an Easter egg on the episodes. Now, what I'm going to do is these things I'm going to talk about, I'm going to be trying to show them on the podcast video. So if you're watching the video feed or if you're watching it later, the live feed or the video feed later, you'll be able to see the captures from the screen captures of the episodes that I'm going to be talking about. But if you're not able to do that, if you're listening to it in your car, you're driving around, or if you're listening to it on your computer, this will be great because you can go back when you get a chance and go to our Facebook fan page, and there'll be a link on the show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com for this episode, number 84. You can go there and see the link to our Facebook fan page, and I'm going to post the screen captures there with some description of each piece. So if you'll drop by there, you'll be able to see them. So let me get on into this. Here's what happened. I talked about last week a little bit that I was down in Tuscaloosa doing an event for Eagles Wings to raise money. Well, while we were there, we got to stay with our good friend, Kevin. Kevin has he's got his own business. I do his website for his business as well. And so I've known him for quite a while, but he's got this great house and he has this room that's a media room. It's a theater that you can go in and watch movies. He's got a projector. Oh, it's it's great. It's a man cave, I guess is what you could call it. But if you go down there, he had this huge projection screen. So he's able to project the Andy Griffith Show in about, I don't know, 108 inches across or something. It's humongous. It's huge. So we were watching some episodes at his house, the night before the Friday event, and just enjoying watching the episode. But the screen was so big. It was so big that as I watched this, oh, wow, this is amazing. I kept seeing things in the background because it's a HD projector. Now, the episodes are not in HD, but they're on DVD, and it did a great job upscaling these images. So they were so crisp and clear on this huge screen. And so I couldn't take my eyes off the background. So what happened was, I'm going to be turning a little bit here because I got to show on another computer. I got to show these pictures. I've got to find the right picture first. But what happened was, is we were watching the episode Opie's Charity. Opie's Charity. If you remember on Opie's Charity, that's where, oh my goodness, what's his name? Where he had died and come back, you know, Tom Silby had died. And he come back, and Andy's, oh, you can't come back, not from that. You know, Anyway, at the end of the episode, which didn't used to be shown, but is obviously available on the DVDs, I noticed that you could see just over Andy's shoulder a image of the barbershop's window. And in the barbershop window, you could see there was something written down at the bottom under where it said, it's painted on the window, barbershop. And under it, just there over Andy's knee, because he's got his knee popped up and he's propped up and he's whittling, sitting on the bench in front of the courthouse. You could see, and it looked like it said E-L-S-O-N, Elson. Elson. I was like, what in the world is that? Hey. So when I came back home, I started looking around on other episodes. So I was able to go back and grab my DVD set, and I went to just through season one, because that was one of the first, five or six episodes was the Opie's Charity. So I was able to go and find the episode where Jim Lindsay is playing outside of the mortuary. Remember, and they didn't like that. He didn't like him being out there. Oliver, I'm not Oliver. Is that right? Orville. Orville came over and was like, Andy, you've got to do something about this. It's again the law. Because he was drawing a crowd and disturbing his customers. Well, Andy said, well, you've got to admit, you can't really disturb your customers. Anyway, that went on. But over there, you could also see on the window, something was written there. And so I started trying to see it. As Andy walked up, you could see it. And then as Andy finally did arrest Jim and said, okay, I've got to arrest you. You've done it. As they walked away, you could see it. And it's just behind Andy's back. You can see something written on the wall or on the window there. So I was like, oh, man, what does that say? It looks like in one of the pictures, you could see the word proprietor. And as I kept searching and looking around, I finally was able to find on the Christmas episodes. The Christmas episodes, you could see Ben Weaver. Remember on the Christmas episode, Ben Weaver was walking away from the courthouse. And Opie had seen him, and he went in and yelled at him, Pa, there's a robber. And so everybody ran out of the courthouse, and Ben Weaver was walking down the street from the courthouse toward or past Floyd's Barbershop towards Foley's Market, heading that direction. And there's a shot of Andy and them. You can see them standing in the courthouse right outside the door. You see Ben carrying that bench. You Andy Griffith fans like me, you're going to remember that. But you can see him carrying it. And just over, it was really quick. I had to take a really quick screenshot here. But just over Ben's arm, you could clearly see that, you could clearly see the Ellison. The E-L-S-O-N. You could see it clear, and you could see there was a D at the end of the first name. Oh, I was excited. So I kept watching into that episode, and there's a scene just a little bit later where you can clearly see between Andy and Barney as Andy is going to go ahead and let Ben have the bench and stuff. You can see it says Sid. So I went, and I did a lot of screen captures and was able to pull off the Ellison, and it was really blurry, and I grabbed the Sid as well because it was super clear. I mean, extremely clear. And then from there, I was able to take the two pictures and combine them into one really clear picture where you could see that it said completely Sid Ellison. It's E-L-S-O-N-P-R-O-P, prop, because it says it's got a comma. So it's Sid Ellison, proprietor. That's what it said. Oh, excitement was running through me. I said, oh, I thought, hey, I found something. This is great. So then I started searching around the internet because I thought, oh, man, I know this may be something I have actually found. Oh, and let me go on and tell before I forget here that later on episode 12, can't remember right now, you can see clearly that it now says where it used to say Sid Ellison proprietor, it says Floyd's barbershop. So you can tell at that point that they've actually changed the signage. So let me switch back for you people on the video. All right. So you could see all that stuff. And I thought, oh, I'm so proud that I'd found this stuff. And hopefully you guys will enjoy trying to look for these. It's only in the first, first six episodes. Let me grab my DVD. I'm grabbing it. Get my DVDs here. my season set of DVDs, which you can purchase at weaversdepartmentstore.com. You need them if you don't have them, by the way. It's on the first CD, so there's one, two, three here. It was Christmas Story, and then Mayberry Goes Hollywood was the episode that I grabbed this last shot from. And it was clear that they had replaced it by then. So all the brand new episodes of the first, let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's 12 or 13 episodes that, I guess 12, because the 12th episode is A Stranger in Town. And that's when we had the other Floyd, you know, not Howard McNear, the other Floyd. They changed the window finally because it just said barbershop. It didn't say Floyd's Barbershop or anything. Anyway, as I said, I was excited. I thought, hey, I found something new. I found something that people hadn't seen. Of course, I went out on the internet, which I always do whenever I find something like this, and I did a search for Sid Ellison, E-L-S-O-N. How many could there be? Well, guess what I found? I found that our own Quizmaster, former and multi-time champion of the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest, Paul Mulick, had found this not just recently, which I found originally. I thought, oh, okay, look, it showed up. Guess what? If you got the e-bullet, the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club, if you got that and you got the February 15th edition, this is a question from Miss Crump's Mayberry Quizzes. Okay, so here's the question. Number four says, name a Mayberry business that moved into the location formerly occupied by Sid Ellison. Well, you know, I read that because I read the bullet every time. I read that, but, you know, I had no idea who it was, so it didn't stick with me. But anyway, the e-bullet that came out on the 15th of April this year, 2010, and I'll have links to these in the show notes, it has this as the answer. On at least one occasion, right after Jim Lindsay is arrested for playing guitar in front of Monroe's funeral parlor, we can glimpse the writing on the left window of the barbershop next door, soon to be known as Floyd's Barbershop, with Floyd as proprietor. That says Sid Ellison, proprietor. Even later, of course, that space is Emmett's Fix-It Shop, with Emmett as proprietor. So both Floyd's Barbershop and Emmett's Fix-It Shop are acceptable answers to the quiz question of name a Mayberry business that moved into the location formerly occupied by Sid Ellison. Well, you know who had written that was Paul Mulick. He had written the trivia quiz for the e-bullet for February 15th, 2010. I thought, okay, well, Paul just found that recently or something as well. Well, I did more searching, and here's what I got. Paul Mulick beat me to this, and maybe others of you have seen this too. I don't know, but he beat me to this by, 5.5 years or so. So on December 4th, 2004, Paul Mulick wrote this into the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, which is a daily newsletter for the Andy Griffith Show. If you haven't had a chance to be a part of that, he said, a few days back, I posted a question: who was the barber in Mayberry before Floyd? Nobody has even hazarded a guess, so I'm declaring everyone officially stumped. The answer is Sid Ellison. And Paul went on to say, Floyd first appeared in episode number 12, but in episodes 1 through 11. The words Sid Ellison, proprietor, P-R-O-P, are painted on the barbershop window. If you have a new DVD set, you can see it for yourself. It's briefly visible in the opening scene of the guitar player. So, hey, that was 2004. So, Paul, my hat's off to you because, wow, you watch these very closely. Or maybe you've got a huge screen like that, too. But wow, it was fun. I realize, and I want to give all the props to Paul Mulick because he is amazing. Anytime I have a trivia question I don't know the answer to, I fire off emails to Paul Mulick and Dennis Bill. Boom, off to them. And of course, Jim Clark, but I try not to bother him. But those two guys always seem to know the answer I am no trivia whiz like those guys. But hey, anyway, this is fun, and I hope you'll enjoy it and be watching for it when you're watching those first few episodes. So all right, that's all of that part. So I want to give you just a little bit of feedback that we got. Let's see. I got my notes out of order here because I was talking. Here we go. Yeah, we've gotten some feedback. Some of you guys may have noticed, and I don't know if this has impacted you or not, that the Mayberry.com/podcast site has another podcast, and it's Kevin Burke's Burke on Mayberry podcast. And in those episodes, Kevin goes into about a 10-minute synopsis of each episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Not in 10 minutes. He does one episode per 10 minutes episode of his podcast. So recently he did Convicts at Large. And this Kevin has only recently, I don't know, the last month or so, been on the Mayberry.com/podcast website. If you go there, you will see both Two Chairs No Waiting and Burke on Mayberry. And you can click, the links are there on the right-hand side of the screen. You can just click either one. You can go and see all the episodes of either podcast by scrolling through. And there's also an episode list where you can click it and you can see every episode that's been done of both podcasts right there on one page and go directly to the one you want to go to. Or you can just search. There's a search area there on the site too. You can just type in whatever you're looking for and hopefully it'll find it. Anyway, if you hadn't had a chance to listen to it, it's a lot of fun. Kevin is he's a professor of kinesiology. You'll have to get him to tell you what that means. I think I'm not even going to try to hazard a guess. I'm not a professor. But Kevin's a great guy, and he goes through each episode, and he's just a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show. And he just kind of gives you a synopsis, goes through the episode, and he'll throw in little tidbits of things that he's discovered or found out about any particular episode. So I encourage you to go. But his episode number 78 was his most recent, and he had done it on Convicts at Large. And he got this nice note that says, "The Convicts at Large episode is my top five for sure. Floyd is hilarious in this episode and at the top of his game. If those hamburgers are burned, I'm not responsible." "Say, Barney, you're a good dancer." And the line, "Better watch it, Al," are all classic lines, is what he says. "By the way, great job on the podcast. I listen to it every week. Usually I'm mowing the lawn or pulling the weeds or something," and he listens to it. So we want to thank, this was from John Foster. The reason I'm reading that is to tell you a little bit about Kevin's podcast, and just because this is the very first comment that Kevin's gotten. So I'm assuming that he's going to probably talk about it in his podcast as well. But I just want to congratulate Kevin. He's got it over there now where it's he had originally just been on iTunes, and now you can go and listen to it live directly from our website or go to his site and listen. So I just want to just encourage him and thank him. And if anybody else out there knows of a Mayberry podcast or any classic television podcast, I would love to hear from you, because I would love to have like a TV Land type network set up of classic TV show podcasts. So, all right, well, that's all I'm going to hold you. We've already gone about 18 minutes in. So, folks, I want to thank you all for dropping by. It's always great to spend a little time here in Mayberry. And don't forget to drop by, leave me notes at twochairsnowaiting.com. You can go to any of the episodes and leave comments there for me. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. Or my preferred way, I would love to hear your voice. Just have you call me at 888-684-8415, and I can get to hear your voice, and so will the people out there, instead of having to listen to me the whole time. So, hey, I want to thank you again for listening, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week. But that's all for now, so we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.